I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
What a great show we have for you today.
What?
Emotion. So much emotion.
The thing we've been waiting for forever, Sarah, well, happens.
I mean,
in
just
show.
Water coming out of orifices.
Firstly.
So much.
Firstly, orifice.
Orify.
Orifices.
Orifice.
Orify.
Orifice.
It's horrifying.
All right, here's today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Well, happy hump day,
it's
one and
good
all.
Good to be here in the middle of the week with
That's
you
exactly
again.
Exactly right. And you know, hump day needn't be a sad sack kind of day because I've got some wonderful camel news for you.
Have you?
Yes, I do. Take it away.
Camels of the world. Spice up your life. Every hump and every haul. Spice up your life.
There it is, the camel.
The beautiful dulcet tones of a burping dromedary. Can your Wednesday get any better?
Well, I think it's about to get better.
Okay.
Because today's camel news that I'm bringing to you is a little bit left of centre. It's actually not necessarily about the camel animal as such.
Okay.
But I want to bring to Australia's attention a purchase that you've made recently.
Yeah.
That I feel is so unnecessary, and I'm going to call you out on it publicly. Sarah has recently bought a camelback. Now, if you're not familiar with a camelback, it's basically a drink bottle backpack. Now, that's all well and good if you're a mountaineer. It's all well and good if you go on long treks. Sarah is walking on an inner city footpath for 10 or so kilometres, and she has gone out to an actual sporting shop and purchased a camelback. And you know what, Scotty? I'm putting this photo of her up on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah.
Show me, please show me.
I mean,
I did, but it's because
I've zoomed in on the camelback.
It's because I'm going on these treks in the middle of the day and it's so hot and I just don't want to dehydrate.
But there are bubblers all along the inner city footpath
trekking. I didn't take my camelback yesterday and I drank out of a bubbler and now I'm probably going to die.
So
they're full of disease bubblers, whereas my camelback is hygienic. It's just my germs only.
So when you went into one of those stores,
yes,
like Kathmandu or whatever, Anaconda or whatever they are,
yes,
did they look at you a bit funny?
Nope. They said, she looks like an athlete. I understand
I
why.
I have a fundamental issue
the
with you owning a camelback.
The best thing is my camelback has a hook so I can put my portable sunscreen on it too.
Oh
so as
end
I
it.
Walk.
End this.
Oh, wow.
Guys, you too
I'm
can grow up and be this
for
cool.
You.
The neti pot.
Oh, I am so pleased. And finally, I have you on board Team Neti Pot. Now, if you don't know what a neti pot is, it is an old-fashioned remedy for all kinds of sinus condition, cold, head colds, mm-hmm. cold and flu type
Basically,
symptoms.
Basically, it's a little container that you squirt saline solution up your schnoz and it clears out your sinuses.
Yep.
Now, I tried it last week for
yes.
the first time and I wasn't convinced. And Lee said, Sarah, you're using the wrong apparatus.
That's
you
right.
need to use my neti pot.
That's right. So I threw it in boiling water, disinfected it for you,
mm-hmm.
and you gave it a burl. And with my coaching, with my guidance, you successfully felt the bliss that is neti potting.
In fact, we videoed the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's up on Instagram at Liz and Sarah right now. It's
How
a
do
very
you feel now?
It's a feeling of all the senses.
Can I just say you did just tell people to go and see the video on your Instagram. Just so we're clear, curiosity is one thing. This is a video of Sarah shoving water up her nose.
That's right. That's right. It's cooled boiled water that with a little bit of pressure, it goes through the sinus cavity. You have to have your mouth open and runs out the other nostril.
And
now,
I felt it. I felt the cleanse. I felt the
you
freshness.
You felt it.
And so I figure, Lise, if you can get me on board, then we can get the rest of Australia
and
on board. And if we're going
to
make a comeback tour of the neti pot, we need to get serious about
marketing.
Our brand management and our marketing for this remedy.
We want the neti pot to be the number one go-to tool mm-hmm. for this cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. Here's the beginning of the marketing campaign. Mm-hmm.
It all starts with an earworm.
It's winter, Sarah. But turn that frown upside down and stick something up your nose instead.
You're talking my language, Lees.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole. Netty pot, pot, pot.
Yes.
Netty pot, pot, pot.
Stick it up your nostril. Flush out your sinus. Netty pot, pot, pot.
Tell you what you got to do. Mix the saline mm-hmm. with the water. No more snot, snot, snot.
That's right. What to do with a nose like this?
Many sniffles and it drips.
A winter solution.
Something that will catch on.
Sure will. Netty pot, 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 pot.
Let's go.
Netty pot, pot, pot,
pot. Pot, pot, pot. Pot, pot.
Netty pot, pot, pot. That's it. Sing it together.
Netty pot, pot, pot.
It will catch on. Netty pot, pot, pot.
My head's clearer already just thinking about it.
That's right.
We are ambitious. We're driven. This will succeed under our watch.
That's right. We want all of Australia to come on board the Netty Pot train. Choo-choo. Let's make this happen this cold and flu season. This is something you must try.
Or should we say our choo-choo?
I like that even better.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Every Friday night in my household, my husband Wills and my two daughters sit down together and we have a movie night. So we all select a suitable family movie, mm-hmm. plonk ourselves down on the couches and enjoy some quality time. Last Friday night, we watched the movie Inside Out, which is a beautiful kids movie. I think it's a Pixar one that's about how emotions work inside kids. And it was just done superbly, right?
Yes, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. And there's a scene in it where the child's memory of an imaginary friend named Bing Bong.
Are you okay?
Disappears in the movie.
Are you okay?
And I
shivers.
Was the only member of my family, children included, who cried.
I mean, you cry quite easily.
No, 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 no. I think there is a separate genre of people who are still attached to kids' movies and they get them right in the feels because kids' movies are supposed to be for kids
and their
but
parents.
They do them so well that it just touches you in all the delicate feeling places.
Yes.
And so my kids and my husband looked at me like, "Are you all right, Mum?" And I was like, "Oh God, that's so beautiful. So beautiful." Okay, now I'm sorry if that was a spoiler alert. But it's also, you know, in the 5 a.m. hour.
Okay, so you're saying there's certain kids' movies out there that still get adults in the heart parts.
Yes, and I would challenge you, Lees, as somebody who openly says you have a heart of stone. I bet, just cast your mind back, that there is a movie that when it comes on, you will always shed a tear at.
Yes, look, you know, I do have a heart of stone, but I can still occasionally feel. And I do recall, remember that movie Milo and Otis?
I think that was
late 80s, early 90s. It was a tale of a little cat and a little dog. It was shot in real life,
mm-hmm.
two animals, and they went on epic adventures. And then, you know, lots of bad things happen on the way. That still gets me. Mm. I don't like that. It makes me very upset.
Mm.
There's another movie as well, more recent, Boss Baby. Now, Boss
that
Baby.
That I'm interested in.
Boss Baby gets me in the heart parts because it's a story of two brothers, similar to how our family is structured. I have two boys and there is one part when the Boss Baby says to his older brother, every year, every birthday, here we go, every year, every birthday, I will be here. Shivers. I will be here.
Oh, my God.
Is Lee's?
I think she is. I'm tearing up watching you cry.
This has never happened to us before.
It's just the way he delivers.
Sorry, Sarah, I don't want to.
I wasn't expecting that.
I don't want to ruin this moment. But in my head right now, this is what I'm hearing. Like, we've been waiting. We've been waiting 18 months.
I can't believe it. It was a kids' movie that made Lise cry when she was recounting the thing.
It's so beautiful because he says, oh, I can't even say.
What's he say? Hold on, Lise. What's he say? It's you and Australia. What's he say? What's he say? Lise, what's he say?
Okay, I'm just going to rush through the
line.
Yeah,
what's he say?
He just says.
What's he say?
I will always be here every year, every birthday, every Christmas. I will be. Screw you guys, okay? Whatever.
Okay, now she's going into the dangerous back away. You've seen me vulnerable. 13, she's pushing 10, us 60. Away.
13, 10, 60. What movie?
What kids movie?
Kids movie.
Just makes you tear up. Crumble like a cheap biscuit.
Okay.
Scotty, do you have one? Do you have a kids movie that gets you in the heart parts as an adult?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
When Simba says, you said you'd always be there for me, but you're not.
I mean, how are you going to cope when the new Lion King comes out? I think we all need to go together as a team and hold each other.
We've got people who have called through, guys. 13, 10, 60. Lauren, what kids movie just shatters you each and every time?
She's emotional. Just give her a moment.
Guys, I legit ugly cry every single time I watch Lion King.
Oh, you're with Scotty.
Yes.
Yes. I mean,
is
look,
there
what
a particular
part?
Moment?
The kill, oh no, when he looks back and his little eyes and looking at his dad, I can't.
Yeah, it's the dad scene. It's the dad scene. What was the dad's name in it?
Mufasa.
Not at all, guys. No, Mufasa is the bad guy.
Mufasa.
No, that's Scar.
What? Oh, whatever. Moving on.
Don't ruin us.
You've just ruined.
You can't blaspheme
Lauren's
the Lion
day.
King. Sorry. Yes. Mufasa.
Mufasa was the hyena.
No.
Oh, whatever.
Jemima's,
that's Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg was
Jemima's
the hyena.
Called through on 13, 10, 60.
Jemima, what childhood or kids movie just gets you right in the feels?
The Land Before Time, the cartoon dinosaur movie.
Yes. Oh, my God. I forgot about that, Jemima. You've brought it back into my psyche.
Littlefoot.
Because it's now on.
I haven't been able to finish it. Like, ever. I haven't seen the movie full to the end because I just break down halfway through and I can't finish.
How old are you?
It's on Stan or Netflix now, isn't it? Have you tried again as an adult, Jemima?
Oh, definitely not game enough.
Because there was a Triceratops in there called Triceratops, and I really related to her.
Oh, she was called Sarah.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to have those little collectibles from Macca's.
Yeah, I went to the movies to see that one. It
would
have been grade
7.
Grade 7 back in the day.
Was it etched in stone in the Triassic period?
Oh, well.
Like a cave drawing.
Now, look at you. You're getting defensive because we've seen you cry now.
Sarah, you know I have a continuing saga with my husband Dane and his love of thongs. And by thongs, I mean flip-flops, the shoe variety.
Mm-hmm.
Double pluggers, if you will.
Mm.
Now, Dane has recently put out his back, okay?
Yeah.
He's been working out, working on his fitness, mm-hmm. and he did one particular ab rollout that just busted his lower back, right?
Right. That's horrific.
Well, that's it. And so he's gone to the physio, he's gone to the chiro, he's done everything and everything. He's been stretching for the better part of 12 hours a day, and I'm not even kidding. He went to the physio again. The physio said it'll do you some good to just walk, okay? Just walk
here and
there. Bit of
weight-bearing exercise,
so the
slow
other day,
and steady wins the race.
That's right. The other day I said, well, why don't we meet down at Sushi, which is, you know, 2 kilometres from our house.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some errands. I said, I'll meet you there. And he said, I'm going to walk it.
Oh, great.
And I said, okay, well, if you feel that that's a good idea, you go for it.
Well, that is good. He's being diligent. He's following the medical professional's advice.
That's great. And I respect that. Now, as I was sitting at Sushi, I saw him approach. Beautiful, large figure of a man. Love him to death. Then my
okay, this concerns me so much when you preface anything you're about to say with so much unnecessary gush about the bloke you've been married to for 10 years.
My eyes travelled down his muscular build.
Mm, sexy.
Well, yes. And then they landed upon his feet.
I didn't know you were a foot fetish kind of gal.
No, I am not. And do you know what footwear he had for his 2 kilometre remedial walk?
I think I can take a wild stab in the dark, but
Sarah,
I'm going to let you say it.
He was wearing thongs.
Okay.
This is after 2 fortnights of us forking out for his physio. He decides to walk on a cement pavement for 2 kilometres in thongs. And I said, Dane.
I mean, look, you know my position on thongs full stop. Unless you're near a body of water,
well,
it's a no.
And I'm pro thongs. I don't mind a thong, but I wouldn't do a 2 kilometre walk. So I said to him, Dane, don't you think you should be wearing like sneakers or something a little bit more, you know, hugging to your feet to give you that structure and support? And he said, these are my supportive thongs.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I can't make this up, guys. He actually looked me dead in the eyes. Now, you've heard him before when we go out to people's parties or out, you know, for a barbecue with friends. He wears what he coins his good thongs, which I have an issue with, had so
for a
decade.
There's no such thing as good thongs. They're just thongs.
It's an oxymoron. Now he's taken it that step further and called them supportive thongs.
Here's the thing. Has he been talking to my mum?
Because I don't
my
know.
Mum... Bez, at the grand old age of, what is she now, 63, has also taken to wearing supportive thongs.
There's
now, this
no
is
such...
a woman who has always been fond of a glittery sandal, a well-embellished shoe, and now she has found herself a pair of supportive thongs.
How are they supportive?
And I have to ban her. I have to say, Mum, I'm not going out in public with you when you're wearing those thongs.
How
and
are
she
they
says,
supportive?
Well, I've got arch support in them, apparently.
Yeah, but Dane's
I might just get some sneakers.
Magic.
Danes do not have arch support. They're just those really wide...
Wow, so he's making a false claim.
Yes. And I don't know what to do.
But does he believe they're supportive?
Well, he trekked 2 kilometres with them.
He also believes his wife is supportive in life in general, and yet she'll get on this show and slander his thongs.
I wish he did. I threw him under the bus, but I wish he would have taken the bus.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
So there you go. I mean, she cried, didn't you, Lees? And I blew water out my nose. I mean, this is why we've got a national show.
Do you know what I think we learned about Lees today? And I think this is an important thing we learned that we talked about, but Lees had denied, Sarah.
Mm.
Lees talks a big game about never crying, never being hit in the feels.
Big game.
I think it's actually a cover. I think it's a mask for a woman who's afraid to be vulnerable.
Well, I think you can hear, if you go back and play it back, that once people see her in a vulnerable position, she will fight back.
Oh,
so it's like she's cornered then. She feels her defences are down, and that's when Lees will just start kind of shoving at the whatevers, whatevers, whatevers.
You know what everybody needs to do? The moral of this story, and this is how we're going to end the podcast, is you must watch Boss Baby, okay? And you tell me after watching that Alec Baldwin playing a baby is not the most heart-wrenching
thing. Don't get angry when you're saying that. Just calm
ever.
Down.
It's okay?
It's all right.
Hey, we're a team.
You don't. It's fine. We believe
now
you.
This whole thing's going to come full circle. We're all going to feel emotional because right in the middle of Boss Baby.
Have you found the scene?
Dancing in the dead of take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
I mean... Is it-
We will
have been
waiting for this moment to arrive.
Oh. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.